You have the floor, sir.
Mr. Chair, thank you again for your invaluable efforts to put a structure to our discussions. In our earlier intervention, we characterized current conditions that, to our view, constitute security risks in the context of outer space. These include insufficient understanding of mutual threat perceptions. States assess the degree of their dependence on space systems, for instance, in terms of national security or economic relevance differently. Such differences lead to divergent threat perceptions, a lack of understanding of the kind of behaviors that another state deems threatening or escalatory could lead to an increased risk of miscalculation. In this context, we welcome this opportunity to present our views on how we perceive current and future Earth-to-space threats by states to space systems. Our contribution to this conversation is not meant to be prescriptive. Our goal is to help enrich discussions, particularly on understanding of threat perceptions. The Philippine Space Act, the national legislation that provides the overarching mandate for our space program, identifies six key development areas, or KDAs, that underpin our space program and underline the importance of our space-based assets. These KDAs are mostly framed in the context of our sustainable development plans, which is an important consideration in defining our national security objectives. For the Philippines, therefore, any deliberate action that lead to the harmful effects on the safe operations of our modest space-based assets, the long-term sustainability of outer space, the provision of key space-based services to the public, and the use of relevant national security and space-based services constitute threats. This is true whether the harmful effects of such deliberate actions are intentional or unintentional, actual or potential. Given our limited space awareness, capabilities, and upstream space assets, the vulnerability of nascent space-faring states like the Philippines are particularly acute. Among the relevant threats to our modest space assets is the presence of space debris. In its joint statement delivered on the first day of the second session of this OEWG, ASEAN called for action to mitigate the effects of space debris. The Philippines fully support or fully aligns with ASEAN's call. In this context, the Philippines believe that any deliberate or intentional debris-creating action could constitute a security threat. It is in this context that we are concerned about the testing of direct ascent anti-satellite missiles. We note the expressions of commitment of several states not to conduct such testing as a welcome demonstration of responsible behavior. Further, the destruction of or irreversible damage of satellites result in disruption of crucial services that could have destabilizing social and economic impact, thereby constituting an acute national security concern. This includes damage or destruction caused by interferences, including by cyber or electromagnetic means. These interferences limit the capability of space assets to provide critical services, including in the context of disaster risk reduction and response, which are crucial to climate vulnerable countries like the Philippines. In our working paper number 17, the Philippines and Germany identified irresponsible and threatening behavior in outer space. The Philippines hopes to start the conversation around these behaviors with the view to developing common understandings that would inform our work to develop norms that support a predictable and rules-based governance regime covering outer space. We wish to underscore that these threats do not necessarily arise from capabilities which are themselves value neutral. For the Philippines, the most important factor is behavior. It is in this context that we continuously call on all states to uphold the legal obligation of due regard under Article 9 of the Outer Space Treaty. We consider the duty of due regard as a foundational principle of responsible behavior in outer space, and we encourage this group to continue its conversation to further unpack this principle. We have provided our views on this in our working paper number 12. Upholding the duty of due regard entails the responsible behavior that takes into account the interests of other states and the international community as a whole. This includes but is not limited to ensuring transparency and exploring means to operationalize the optional provisions of consultations under the Outer Space Treaty. The Philippines will continue to be engaged actively in our collective work in this regard. Thank you, Mr. Chair.